Headlines you may have missed. Easy to miss headlines you actually don't want to miss at pgnewser.com/HM. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On today's headlines you may have missed. The House of Saud publishes execution photos on Twitter. Synagogue victim was hero in mourning. U.S. tech helps China tech workers. And more at pgnewser.com/HM. Our feature of the day from headlines you may have missed. Saudi share picture of execution of 37, quote, terrorists, unquote, on Twitter. So Saudi Arabia recently released a Twitter photo of, quote, terrorist, unquote, it had executed this past week. The release of the photo was accompanied with a statement from Saudi Arabia about the execution of 37 men. One individual was crucified after death. As a warning to anyone else who would engage in activity the kingdom would find to be terroristic in nature. Now, one of the terrorists, and again, that's in quotes, was a pro-democracy protester who at one time secured entrance to Western Mission University. His name was Mushtaba al-Swikat. He was on his way to college or about to leave when he was arrested in 2011 for protesting. He spent 7 years in prison before the House of Saud publicly hung him. And here's a little bit more from All That's Interesting. I actually want to read what their statement is here. The SPA released a statement on Twitter that explained the government's macabre actions as an effective means to deter others while bringing justice to individuals who allegedly adopted violent ideologies and began forming terrorist cells. And Twitter had no issue with the post. I don't know how you confront someone who owns half your company, I believe. Let's see, the Saudi prince here. What's the name of that Saudi prince that owns, I don't know how much of the Twitters that he owns, but he owns a significant amount. It's the Saudi Arabian prince here, Prince Al-Walid, Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. And apparently he's the second biggest owner of Twitter. Now, he himself had recently been arrested for similar type charges, well, corruption charges, but apparently he made a good payoff and he's free now after 2 months of detention. Woman grieving mother saved rabbi in synagogue shooting and claimed her life. A woman grieving the loss of her mother was not only the victim of a synagogue shooting in California on Saturday, April 27th, around 11:30 a.m. local time. She was also a hero, and we'll get more here from CNN. When a gunman opened fire in a synagogue in California, killing one and injuring three others, Lori K. jumped between the shooter and the rabbi. K, 60, was shot at the synagogue and died at a nearby hospital. In addition to K, at least three others were wounded in the shooting Saturday at Congregation Chabad in Poway, north of San Diego. By late Sunday morning, all three injured victims had been discharged from the hospital. K had attended services Saturday to say a Kaddish prayer for her mother, who died in November, a friend and fellow congregation member said. Sad story. U.S. tech comes to aid of China tech workers in labor dispute. Multiple U.S. tech firms are coming together to express concerns that Microsoft might decide to acquiesce to the Chinese government and cut off a Chinese tech labor movement using GitHub coordinate their efforts. And from China Times, we get a little bit more. U.S. tech workers back Chinese counterparts over work conditions. In recent months, Chinese tech workers have used Microsoft-owned code-sharing platform GitHub to coordinate the 996.ICU campaign against the long work hours demanded by many of their employers because of the site's HTTPS encryption, which prevents selective blocking, and its immense value to the tech industry, which deters a site-wide block. It has increasingly been adopted by Chinese users as a haven for various kinds of sensitive content. See that Saudi Arabia story above for sensitive. Amid fears that the 996.ICU movement might disrupt the situation, dozens of workers from Microsoft and other U.S. tech firms issued a letter this week expressing solidarity with their Chinese counterparts and urging Microsoft and GitHub to resist any pressure to help stifle the movement. Putin pledges to aid Silk Road in face of mounting challenges. From the Moscow Times, Putin is back in Beijing for now for the new Silk Road second forum, and this time with opposition to Xi's grand vision growing in the West. He's bringing more than just bromides. After 6 years of wrangling, Russia has quietly approved its first project designed specifically for the Belt and Road Initiative, a toll road linking China's western neighbor, Kazakhstan, with Belarus, which borders Poland, and two other EU members. Did WikiLeaks drive Satoshi underground? Okay, this is really kind of speculative, but I still think it's interesting, and it's interesting to note. In response to an article that was published on news portal PC World Mag on WikiLeaks, open to accepting donations in Bitcoin, Nakamoto, as the inventor, obviously had an opinion on that. This is from Crypto News that's writing this. In 2010, when the article was first published, he had said it would have been nice to get the situation in any other context. WikiLeaks has kicked the hornet's nest, and the swarm is headed towards us. Providing context to the cryptic quote, a Redditor Mindless Snail said on Thursday, I don't know if there are anything other than mindless snails. When the thread was brought up again, you completely left out the actual context, which is that WikiLeaks announced that they were accepting Bitcoin donations because they were kicked off of every other major payment platform. WikiLeaks was all over the news for publishing confidential military documents, and the first time many people ever heard of Bitcoin was when it was mentioned in association with WikiLeaks. So I guess, you know, who's zooming who? Did WikiLeaks help Bitcoin, or did it hurt Bitcoin? What's the story? I think it's a really interesting conversation to have. China and Russia offer multiple deterrents show of joint security operations from China Mail. China and Russia will cooperate on an array of major strategic projects and increase capabilities to jointly cope with security threats and challenges, Chinese State Councilor and Minister of National Defense Wei Fing said Thursday. Canada moves forward with legal action against Facebook over privacy laws. Facebook broke Canadian privacy laws when it collected the information of some 600,000 citizens. This is from The Guardian UK. A top watchdog in the country said on Thursday, pledging to seek a court order to force a social media company to change its practices. Canada's privacy commissioner, Daniel Theron, made his comments while releasing the results of an investigation opened a year ago into a data-sharing scandal involving Facebook and the now-defunct British political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. Headlines you may have missed, Wire. From NDTV, 3.5 years in jail for spreading fake news about Sri Lankan blast. Russia Today, Istanbul prosecutor ordered detention of 210 military personnel over alleged Gulen links. War news updates, Sudan braces for military million-strong protest march. Green Left Weekly, Venezuela, recognition of Juan Guaido, a clear violation of international law. This segment sponsored by pgmerch.threadless.com. Get your swag, your PG Newser swag, that is, at pgmercher.com or pgmerch.threadless.com. And be sure you get the headlines you may have missed raw feed at pgnewser.com.